Tonight, we're going to look in Acts chapter number 1, verse 1 through 5. And what I want to talk about tonight that God's laid on my heart is waiting on God and His promises. Waiting on God and His promises. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Acts chapter number 1 and verse number 1, the Bible says, "The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which He was taken up, after that He, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom He had chosen, to whom also He showed Himself alive after His passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait. But wait for the promise of the Father, which saith, He, ye have heard of Me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence." Our Father and our God, as we bow in Your presence tonight, Father, I do know how important tonight it is to wait on You. And Father, tonight, all over this room tonight, there's people waiting tests. There's people waiting doctor's reports. There are people waiting to see what the next scan will show. There's people waiting to see, Father, what they'll do come Friday and Thursday of this week, Brother Rodney and Father God, Brother Joey. And Father, I pray tonight for Sister Nicole. Father, there's people got things going on all week long, Father, all over this room tonight. And Lord, Brother Lee tonight, Brother Eric Caruth come Sunday. Lord, I lift these men and women up to You tonight, Father. They're all over the room. And I pray tonight for a great move of the Holy Ghost on their life. Father God, I pray for a great touch of the Holy Ghost tonight. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, that You just use that in a mighty way. Use the Holy Ghost tonight in a mighty way. You said in Your Word that He is the Comforter tonight, and I pray tonight that You'd send comfort to these families. Father, I pray tonight for the one that lost a husband, a 45-year-old. Father, I pray tonight that You'd be with that lady. Lord, I pray tonight that You'd reach down. Father God, I pray tonight, Father God, for Sister Tina's daughter that, as she mentioned out tonight, Brother Tony, Father God, tonight, the one that he mentioned out tonight, Father, all over this room. Lord, I pray tonight for Brooks. Lord God, I lift him up to You. Father, there's so many in this room tonight that is all over my mind and my heart tonight. Father, I pray for the ones that are lost, that are dying, going to hell. Lord, I pray tonight that You'd put me in their path. I pray tonight that You'd put somebody in this church in their path, somebody in this community that we'd witness to them, Father, and tell them that Jesus saves. Father God, tonight, I pray that we just always be found waiting on You tonight, Father God, before we ever make a move, before we ever do anything tonight, that we wait on You and that You would move in a mighty way. Father, tonight, I pray tonight, Father God, that word cancer, Lord God, it's on my mind tonight. I pray tonight that You would move it as far as the east is from the west tonight. Father, for the one that may know they have it tonight, for the one that may not even know they got it yet tonight, Father God, I pray You clear them up and clear them out, Father. Lord God, I pray tonight that You do a mighty work. Father, I love You and I thank You. I thank You for Calvary. I thank You for the blood of Jesus. Lord God, I thank You for this sacred desk. I thank You tonight, Father God, for the Holy Ghost that's in this room. And Lord, I pray tonight that You have Your will and way. And whoever tonight's got something going on, I pray tonight that they just keep waiting on You and let You do what You do. Father, I love You and I thank You. I ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Waiting on God and His promises tonight. Waiting on God. Here as we come, I want to share this with you tonight. And Jesus commanded His followers to wait on the promise of the Father, which they would be empowered by the Holy Ghost. Up to this point, I want you to know these disciples, and He said He done showed Himself by infallible proofs. If you go to 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 and read there through verse 6 and 7, hey, He had been seen with over 500 people, had done seen Him after 40 days. They had done seen his being resurrected from the dead, and they had done seen that, but He said, I want you to wait on the promise. Up to this point, everybody that seen Him had never been indwelled with the Holy Spirit. I want you to think about this tonight. And when they get to this point, they had never been indwelled with the Holy Ghost. They was believers and they was followers of Jesus Christ, but they had never been indwelled with the Holy Ghost yet. The Holy Ghost had came to them, it came upon them, it had rested upon them, but He said, if I don't go, it won't come. And what is that? That's the Holy Ghost. John chapter number 16, and you know verse 7 and 8 there, He said, it's expedient that I go, that the Holy Ghost will come and He will comfort you and He'll teach you on many things. And I want you to know tonight, when you got born again, I know people teach us different things tonight, but I want to teach the Bible. When you got born again and you got washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, I want you to know tonight that the Holy Ghost, He came to you, He saved you, He came inside of you, and He lives inside of you tonight. We're not waiting tonight on the Holy Ghost to come after we get saved. That promise after that, on the day of Pentecost, when that Holy Spirit came down and it indwelled them believers from that day forth, I want you to know tonight, when a man, woman, boy, or girl, they get born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, at that moment in their life, the Holy Ghost, He comes in and He lives inside of them, taking up residence in that believer tonight. But tonight, as we study this and we understand tonight that the Holy Spirit comes inside of us, He said, I want you to wait on the promise tonight. And tonight, before we ever move or before we ever do anything as a church or as a believer tonight, we must wait on God tonight. We must wait on God in every area of our life. And if there's one thing tonight that most folks that you come in contact with, and as your pastor tonight, if there's one thing that I hate doing, is waiting tonight. I don't know about you, but I hate to wait. I want it now, and I want it like a while ago. Can I get an amen? And tonight, the Bible says that we must wait. Any good thing that you have in your life and anything that God's going to do in your life, it's going to take time, and we must wait tonight. But tonight, I want to look at how should we wait? How should we wait on that promise tonight? We've already been saved and indwelled with the Holy Spirit. And you say tonight, preacher, what did I wait on tonight? You wait till that Spirit leads you. Let that Spirit guide you. Let that Spirit move you the way that He wants to move you tonight. You can override that Spirit tonight, but how miserable that is. So tonight I want to look at how should we wait on what God has promised us tonight. How should we wait on that? Look in verse number 4. He said, and being assembled together with them, He commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. He commanded them. It wasn't a suggestion, but it was a command. I love this tonight. He said, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith, you have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Tonight I want to go through the Bible and I want to share with you tonight how we should wait on the promises of God. Number one tonight, we should patiently wait on God tonight. We must patiently wait. Don't get ahead of God. Don't run ahead of Him, but patiently wait. If you're taking notes tonight, turn with me, if you will, to Psalm chapter number 40 and verse number 1. We must patiently wait. I know tonight I'm not good at patiently waiting. I like to get it and get it done now. But tonight, God, some of the greatest things He ever done in my life is when I had to wait on Him. I had to wait on Him. I had to wait to what He would do. And tonight, as we look in this tonight, He says that we're waiting on the promises of God. And number one, we must patiently wait. Have you ever seen somebody that wasn't patiently waiting? Have you ever talked to somebody? Or you've seen somebody and they're dealing their foot or dealing their hand or they're just all over the place and they can't wait. They're antsy and they're ready to go and they're ready to get it done. But God says, wait. Hey, tonight I want you to know the greatest thing that we can do in our life is to wait on God. Wait on Him tonight. The psalmist said in Psalm 40, verse number 1, the psalmist said, I waited patiently for the Lord. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord. I waited on what God would have me to do. I waited patiently for the Lord and He inclined unto me, and He heard my cry. You know what that inclined is? That means He leant forth. He leant forth and He listened to my cry. When I waited on God and what He wanted me to do, He listened to me. He heard me. He heard my cry. And tonight I thought about this when I was studying this. Do you remember when they was going to go around Jericho and Joshua had done commanding them, we're going to go around Jericho, and the Lord said, we can take that city. He said, we can take that city and we're going to march around it. And we're going to march around it every day. And He said, but on that seventh day, we're going to march around that city seven times. And He said, when we march around that city seven times, they're going to blow the trumpet and then you're going to shout. You know what? On day number one, if it had been me, I'd have probably messed up and I would have shouted. Can I get a witness? Hey, but I want you to know, they had to stay quiet. They had to stay where God would have them to be. They had a certain time that they could let it go and they could holler and they could scream. I want you to know tonight, you may be battling something in your life and you may say, preacher, I don't know if I can scream. I got good news tonight. There's going to come a day that you're going to be able to scream. You're going to be able to shout. You're going to be able to say, hey, that God is on the throne. He is the one tonight that enables me. I've patiently waited on Him. Hey, the doctors made it look grim. Hey, the doctors made it look like it wasn't going to help. Hey, I want you to know, everywhere I turn, it looks like it's turmoil. Everywhere I go, it looks like it ain't going to work. But I got good news tonight. If you'll patiently wait on God, God will work it out in your life. Amen. Turn with me, if you will, to Joshua chapter number 6 in verse number 16 tonight. We're talking about waiting on God patiently. patiently. Them disciples, they had to wait to the day of Pentecost. And when they had to wait, I want you to know, man, I'm sure they got impatient, didn't you? Man, they got impatient. They wanted it then. They wanted it now. Hey, so many times when I tell my testimony and I tell it to people that has the same past that I have, it ain't long. I'll make it act like it was yesterday. And it's done been over 19 years. October the 31st of this year, it'll be 19 years since I went to jail. Hey, but I got good news. 15 years ago, I got saved. Amen. Hey, I want you to know it feels like it was yesterday, but I've patiently waited on God. I didn't always get what I wanted, and I didn't always get it restored when I thought I needed it restored, but I patiently waited on God, and He has always showed up in my life. Amen. He patiently waits. Psalm 41, I waited patiently. But look with me tonight in Joshua chapter number 6 in verse number 16. I want to ask you a question tonight. What you been waiting on? What you've been waiting on tonight, you have prayed. I'm talking about you've prayed. You've done everything you know what to do. You've been in the altar. You've prayed for somebody. You've been there. You've knelt down. You've talked to them till you blew in the face. You've done everything you know what to do. Say, now, preacher, what do I do now? Wait on God. Wait on God. You've done everything. He told His disciples, wait, because when you wait on God, you will be endued with power from on high. Look what He says tonight in Joshua 6, 16. Patiently waiting on God. Look what He says. And it came to pass at the seventh time, glory to God. And it came to pass. Can I say tonight, whatever you're waiting on, it's going to come to pass. I love it when, you know the Bible, it just says, and it came to pass. Man, is that not good? I was lost going to hell, but it came to pass. Jesus saved me. Oh, glory. And it came to pass. I'll get over it. I promise you. October is my favorite month of the year. What Satan meant for evil, God meant for good. When I left my wife that night and they put me in that cop car and she had to leave and going down the road, man, I thought my world was over, done, history over with. Listen to me tonight. I don't know what you're going through, but you just keep waiting on God. He's going to show up. Joshua 6:16, the Bible says, and it came to pass at the seventh time when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout. He said, now you can shout. He said, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. Tonight, whatever you've been patiently waiting on tonight, there's going to come a time in your life that you're going to be able to shout and give God that glory and that praise because He will show up in your life. I see tonight when He said, wait for the promise of the Father. I see, number one, I must patiently wait. But I see, number two, I must continually wait. It's one thing to be patiently waiting, but I must continually wait. I must continually wait on what God's going to do. I'm going to have to wait. If it don't line up, just keep waiting. Keep waiting. God will line it up. Turn with me, if you will, tonight to Hosea chapter number 12 in verse number 6 tonight. If you'll just keep waiting on God tonight, I promise you tonight that God's going to line it all up. He always has and He always will. If you'll turn with me tonight to Hosea chapter number 12 in verse number 6, waiting on God, we must patiently wait and we must continually wait on God. We got to wait on Him tonight. In the world we live in, I want you to get this tonight. We don't wait on nothing. Did y'all know that? We don't wait on nothing. Get a credit card, swipe it. You ain't got to wait. You ain't got to go see if you're approved. You ain't got to wait till you get your paycheck. You ain't got to wait. If you want it, swipe it. It's yours. If you want fast food, run up there. And if you got to wait over 5 minutes, you get what I'm saying? We don't wait on nothing. That's why we're in the shape that we're in, because we're not waiting on what God would have for us tonight. He said, I must patiently wait, but I must continually wait. This world that we live in is not a world that waits. We get what we want when we want it. And now, a lot of times, that's the problem with what we're in tonight. It's because we got what we wanted and not what we needed. Hosea chapter number 12 and verse number 6. Waiting on God and His promises. Therefore, turn thou to thy God, keep mercy and judgment, and wait on thy God continually. He said, I don't want you to only wait patiently, but I want you to continually wait on what God's going to do in your life. Continually wait. In my life, there's been so many times, and you have to, you had to wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. And tonight, I want to say this, it's worth the wait. It's worth the wait when God does that in your life. Let me show you the third thing tonight that as we read the text. He says, and wait for the promise of the Father, which said He, you have heard of Me. Not only must we patiently wait and continually wait, but we must purposely wait. You're going to have to purposely wait. There's been times in my life, and there's been times in your life, that I thought that it was God speaking to me. And all I had to do was step through that door, and it would be there. I could see it. It was there. All I had to do was, but purposely, in my mind and in my heart and in my soul, I did not step because I was not 100% sure that God was telling me to step that way. I was not sure. I was not for certain. So I purposely waited on and made sure it was of God. I tell people all the time, if you got something on you and you don't know what to do with it tonight, you say, preacher, I don't know. Man, I got something on me. I don't know if it's the devil. I don't know if it's the Holy Spirit. I don't know what it is. Rebuke it in Jesus' name. If it flees, you know what it was? It was of Satan. But if it stays, it was the Holy Spirit. So tonight, number one, we must patiently wait, continuously wait, but we must purposely wait. These disciples, they had a purpose, the reason why they waited on what God would have them to do. This church here that we're at tonight, I want you to know we have purposely waited on things in our life. We have. We've had to. And tonight in Psalm 25:5, if you'll turn with me there, Psalm 25:5, I want to share this with you tonight about waiting tonight on what God would have you to do. That's like with Ryder over here, man. We want him to crawl, Brother James. Brother James ain't in here. We want him to crawl so bad it ain't even funny. And you look around at other children that's already crawling, already doing, and you ain't long, you'll compare yours to theirs. You're like, man, why ain't he crawl? You put him in the floor and you'll take your foot and nudge him a little bit. But they ain't going to crawl till they get ready. You can nudge them all you want. That'll preach. We must purposely wait. Psalm 25:5. And here's that purposely waiting. I'm talking to somebody tonight. I'm telling you I am. That you got a big decision. You got something going on. And I believe this tonight in my heart. You got something going on that you don't know about. You've never been down this path. You don't know. That's why we're in the book of Acts. And you know what tonight? It's out of your hands, and you got to rely on the Holy Spirit. You got to rely on it to show you the way to go. Psalm 25:5, look what the Bible says. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Waiting on God. You say, preacher, why must I purposely wait? In this text, number one, I purposely wait so he can lead me. So he can lead me. He said, lead me in thy truth. Number two, I purposely wait so he can teach me. So he can teach me in the area that I can go. But thirdly, I wait so he can show me his way. Have you ever went down a path and you thought that was where the Lord wanted you to go and you got going down it and you realized very quickly that it wasn't the Lord leading you down that path, that you got ahead of him? Do you just keep on going or do you back up? You back up. You say, okay, Lord, I'm going to wait on you. I'm going to wait on your time and I'm going to wait on what you would have me to do. I'm going to wait on you because I want you to lead me, number one. I want you to teach me, number two, but I want you to show me the way that I need to go. Fourth thing tonight in waiting on the Lord, waiting on God is this. Being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. Wait. Wait. You ever jump to conclusions? You think, oh my, you didn't wait. You already got something in your mind. You done got it stereotyped. It's going to be this way. Wait. And tonight I can say this on the authority of God's word because there's excitement in waiting. There's excitement in waiting. There's excitement in waiting. I'll never forget, man, I was a young boy, probably 16-year-old. Western Auto, Sullivan, Alabama. My daddy told me, man, I wanted a chrome toolbox so bad. So bad. He said, save you money. You can get you one. You ain't getting in credit. You ain't getting in debt. Save you money. Man, I'd waited on that, and it wouldn't add up. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Every time I'd put a dollar in, I'd take two out. I wouldn't get nowhere. And I'd watch my daddy go into Western Auto, Mr. Richard Roberts, many a time as a young boy. And he borrowed money. I said, I don't see the problem in me borrowing money. Well, I went in there, and that chrome toolbox was sitting there, and I wanted it so bad. And it looked so good on my truck that I'd bought from Brother Travis Hathcott. And if I could just get it on there. And my daddy told me, he said, son, you need to wait and save you money. It ain't that big a deal. It'll always be. You just need to wait. And one day after school, I'd done waited all I could wait, Brother Jim. The excitement was eating me alive, and I went in there. Mr. Richard come up to me and said, "What can I help you with today? What can I sell you?" And I said, "Boy, I like that chrome toolbox. Well, I'll tell you what I can do. I can finance it for you." And in my mind, I could hear my daddy saying, "You better wait. You better wait." He said, "Do you want that on your own, or you just want me to stick it on your daddy's tab?" That sounds pretty good to me. I mean, I didn't know that was an option. And I said, "Mr. Richard, just stick that on my daddy's tab. I think that'll be good." Back then, it was just a handshake, walk out the door, what you wanted. If anybody went to Richard Roberts, you know what I'm talking about. I thought I had it made. I was paying $20, $25 a week, working at Easy Mart, just paying a little bit as long as I could. Had my chrome toolbox. Daddy said, "How'd you pay for that?" I said, "I paid cash." I didn't know his would go in there and pay his bill and see my chrome toolbox on his tab. And when I went back, he told me, he said, "We're going back over there, and you getting that off me, you getting that on your own." Why? Number one, because I told you to wait. Now you owe for something that I didn't give you the authority to buy. He took that chrome toolbox and he put it on my own. And I finally learned something in my life. If I would have waited, I'd have been a lot better off. I kept that toolbox and I used it for a long time. But what I thought I had to have, the Father hadn't gave me the authority to buy it. So I was on my own. Every time I come up short and didn't think I could make it, you know what? I just didn't go nowhere. I didn't have the gas money. He would not help me a penny. That's how he was. You know he was. If you done what he said, he'd help you out. But if you didn't, it's just on like chicken bone. And I had to learn the hard way that some things in life, no matter how exciting it gets, it's worth the wait. As crazy as that sounds in my life, I want to show you tonight, you get excited, you want it now, you want it right now, you want whatever God, you say, "God, I need it now, I want it now." And he's done told you, just wait. Wait on this promise, wait on this. Because when you do it in your own power, you're going to lose strength, you're going to lose power, and you're going to lose in your life when you try to do it in your own strength. Tonight, if you'll turn with me to the book of Isaiah tonight, I want to show you what the Bible says tonight about the excitement that when we wait and we gain that strength from the Father tonight. Isaiah tonight, I want to show you this tonight. Isaiah, if you will. Isaiah chapter number 40 and verse number 31. You know how you just run out and you gotta have it now. Why are you finding your place? Danny Mays Grocery, Catalina Grocery had a thing. Me and both my sisters, we got a charge. Look at her laughing. We got a charge account every week. Everybody got a tank of gas. One tank a week is all you got. You go up there and sign your name by it. Well, I done used my tank up that week, and I was on E. So I slid in there and my baby sister. I just filled up my truck and signed her name beside it. I said, nobody won't ever know. I mean, hey, who knows? I don't know how the Father always finds out. I'm talking to somebody tonight. Maybe tonight you're putting his price tag on something and it ain't really what he says it is. He's telling you to wait. Excitement and waiting. Isaiah 40, 31, the Bible says, "But they that wait upon the Lord." Those that wait, he says it's those that, "Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord," those that wait, I'm talking about that wait, and I'm not a good one tonight to preach this, because I don't like to wait, but I know I need to wait, "but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings as eagles, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." He said, if we wait upon the Lord, and tonight that word renew is this, that strength and waiting, as he says, is that he will renew that strength tonight, renew their strength, and to renew it tonight, I want you to get this, the renew is this, it is a substitute to exchange or to revive. It's no longer my strength, but it's his strength. When I wait upon the Lord, I don't go in my strength no more, I go in his strength. I go in what he has called me to do. Tonight, whoever I'm talking to tonight, you make sure that you wait. wait upon God in every area of your life tonight. Wait on God. He told them disciples, he said, I want you to wait on the power of the promise of what God has sent, and it'll be exactly what you need. And tonight, whatever you've been waiting on, keep waiting on God. Don't you give up. Don't you give out. You keep waiting on God. It's worth it tonight. Keep waiting on him tonight. You say, preacher, what must I do? You must patiently wait. I don't know how long you've been waiting on God to move on something, but you just keep waiting patiently. You continually wait. Don't get ahead of him. Just continually wait. You purposely wait. You say, well, I think he's moving. You just make sure he's moving. You just wait. But you wait with excitement, knowing that he is going to move. Before we came to this church to be the pastor, me and Brandy, we prayed and we prayed and we prayed. We didn't know what we was going to do. Had no clue. Called David Barnes. I'm going to call him back one night. And he had the awfulest voicemail in the world. I said, if he's chairman and deacon, that church is in trouble. I said, he's a smart aleck. Voicemail said, this is David, what you want, call me back, or something like that. I was like, man, ain't he rude? But it didn't act like a voicemail. It acted like he answered it and hung up on me. So I said, okay. So me and Brandy, we had prayed and we prayed and we'd prayed. We're a praying bunch. If you ever try to sell us something, I'm sorry, you're in trouble. We just don't jump on anything hardly. We pray and we pray and we pray. Then we pray more. Then we pray again. And then we say, Lord, are you sure? Y'all know, y'all ever been there? But when we was going to come to the church, we'd prayed and we'd prayed and we'd prayed. We'd have no idea exactly what to do. And Brandy had been waking up. I'm talking about waking up in the middle of the night. And the first night she woke up, it was 3:21 in the morning. She woke up and didn't say nothing to me that night. And the next night, she woke up, and it was 3:21 in the morning. And she woke me up. She said, BJ, I said, what? What is it? Am I scaring me to death? 3:21 in the morning. She said, something's going on. Something ain't right. And I said, what ain't right, baby? She said, I woke up this morning, yesterday morning at 3:21. And we got that clock, you know, the big 3:21, you know, because you got to have it, you know. She said, 3:21. And I said, well, if it does it again, you'd wake me up. And the next night, she woke me up. Whew! I said, what is it? She said, look at the clock. And I just looked over and it was 3:21. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to believe it. We know it. She's bobbing her head. We'd ask for a sign. Lord God, you give us something. You give us something that would be certain that we'd be making the move you'd want us to make, 3:21. And we interpreted that dream of what God had gave us as 3:21, go. Your time where you're at is done. Now it's time to go. We had got to a place in our life where we had been praying and we'd been waiting on God. And God finally said, go. I want you to know tonight, there's been times we bought vehicles and we'd write down a price. And we'd stick it in that old King James Bible. We'd close the lid on it. We'd pray and we'd leave it alone. And when the money come in, when it come in to buy it, it'd be exactly what we'd prayed on. You can believe it, whatever, that's what we do. We wait on God. I can't wait on him all the time, but all the time I need to wait on him. If I sit here and tell you I always wait on him, I'd be lying to you, because sometimes I get ahead of him, and then it's old me. But tonight, I want you to know, if you'll wait on him, and wait on him, he'll move in your life in a mighty way. He's got things he's wanting to open up for you. I believe this tonight so much. He told them disciples, if you'll wait on the promise. I wonder tonight what God's promised you. Maybe when you were a little kid, you said, man, I felt like the Lord told me that. And instead of waiting on him, you went a different direction or you went a different way. I was supposed to be a preacher, but I went a different way. I was supposed to be leading women in ministry, but I gave up on it. I just went a different way. I was supposed to be singing, but I just went a different way. Because we didn't wait on what God had promised us. Tonight, whatever God's promised you tonight, you wait on it tonight. You wait on that Holy Spirit to move on you and let him move on you in the way that it needs to be. Amen? Make sure you got your name signed up on that book. We want to make sure we get everybody's number, all right? Let us pray. Father, I love you. Lord, tonight I thank you that we can wait on you. Lord, we don't have to get ahead of you. Lord, we just got to wait. Lord, you make it so clear when you're right in the midst of it. Lord, when you're there, when you was in the burning bush, Lord, it was clear. It was clear. Father, when you sent Jesus to the cross, it was clear. Lord, when you ascended back to the Father, when Jesus ascended back to you, it's clear. Lord, it's clear that you're going to come back one day. Lord, today, if whoever's saved in this room, it's clear that they're saved. There's no money. There's no gray area. It's clear. And Lord, whatever you're wanting to do in our lives from this day forward, I pray that we wait on you and let it be so clear that we don't get mixed up and messed up. But we stay with you all the way. Father, I love you and I thank you tonight. Lord, there's some's got to have tests this week. They've got to have things going on, surgeries. Lord, Brother Rodney, he's got to have a surgery. Brother Joey. Sister Nicole's got to go and have stuff done. Father, tonight, Brother Eric's got tests to be done. Lord, tonight, they're having to wait on them dates in their life. Brother Lee's got stuff going on. Father, he's got treatments that he's waiting on. Lord, we're not waiting on the test or the surgeries. We're just waiting on your hand. And I'm asking you tonight to show up and show out in their lives in a mighty way. Lord, I'm not speaking to a dead God. I'm speaking to a living God. Lord, I know that tonight. Whew. So many times I get ahead of you. Lord, when I do, it's just a mess. Father God, always give me the ability and the courage to back up. And not get ahead of you, but get behind you. Because the battle's yours. And Father, I love you. Father, I ask you tonight to be with this congregation. And that we always be found waiting on what you've called us to do. I love you and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.